an application for conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for multi-unit warehousing for small contractors to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.74 acres, more or less, lying west of U.S. Route 13, 3/10 of a mile north of Route 584. For the benefit of the record, we were provided earlier, the commissioners were provided a copy of an exhibit booklet. It includes an executive summary, a reference to the application, a copy of the deed, a site plan, the Department of Transportation support facilities report, county information sheet, a site location map, proposed findings of fact, and also proposed conditions. They are a part of the record, and all the commissioners do have copies. We have three agency comments again from the DLDOT, the Department of Transportation. We have a support facilities report. It was dated back in November of 05. Makes reference to the present zoning being AR1, proposed zoning AR1 with conditional use. They make reference to U.S. Route 13 from the stoplight at Route 404 to the South Greenwood limits. There's an annual average daily traffic of 21,897. The summer average is basically the same. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service C and will not change as a result of this application. They also provided us on December 6th a letter making reference to the support facilities report I just read. The letter makes reference to the parcel, the location, the present zoning, that the applicant is applying for an office and warehousing, that they do not recommend a traffic impact study on this application. They also note that the property is adjacent to U.S. Route 13 and is therefore subject to the department's corridor capacity preservation program, that the main goal of the program is to maintain the capacity of the existing highway. They make reference to the Office of State Planning Coordination strategies for state policies and spending document, whereby the site is located within a level 4 investment area. In this area, state policies will encourage the preservation of a rural lifestyle and discourage new development. According to the program, no new or expanded access to the corridor will be permitted in a level 4 investment area. Hence, it is unlikely that the department will approve a commercial entrance to access U.S. Route 13 at this site. However, prior to making a final access determination, the department will require further information. An electronic version detailing the program policies can be viewed online and makes reference to the website. And that's signed by T. William Brockenbrow, Jr., County Coordinator. From the Sussex County Engineering Department, in a form of memorandum from Utility Planning Division, and making reference to this application, it references the site location, the tax map reference, the intended use, the size of the parcel. The site is not located in the county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. It is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1. In additional information, they provide that the project proposes to use an on-site septic system and that a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And lastly, from the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum from Debbie Absher, District Coordinator. I think I can read these soil types, Mr. Chairman. We have three soil types, being long marsh and Indian Town soils, which frequently flood. Sassafras sandy loam, and there's two types, one with a 0-2% slope and the other with a 2-5% slope. The applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. The site does have areas of hydric soils. In reference to storm flood hazard areas, there is a special flood hazard area subject to inundation by the 1% annual change of flood. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. In reference to on-site drainage improvements, the applicant would be required to follow state sediment and stormwater guidelines. There is a tax ditch affected. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared, a copy of a soil map, again, an interpretation of the soils, and again, a reference to prime and other important farmlands. And that's all I have at this time. I will pass down a copy of the portion of the site, which shows the proposed building and existing shop on the property, and also shows the wetlands being in close proximity to the building, but not they're not touching the wetlands. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is James Sharp. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Moore and Rutt. My bar ID number is 4913. I'm here to represent...
Is that your Delaware bar number?
My Delaware bar number.
Thank you.
I'm here to represent H&L Land Company. With me today is John Logan, who is a principal of that LLC. What we're looking at here is a piece of property north of Bridgeville on U.S. Route 13. We're seeking a conditional use in an AR1 district to allow for an office on an existing building and to construct a multi-flex warehouse, which would hold up to 9 units. The purpose of this would be to be used for subcontractors as a home base, where they could have a warehouse where they could store their materials, do preparatory work if necessary before going out to a job site. They would office would be occupied by a secretary or an assistant for all of the contractors who are using the site, and it would be a place for them to receive mail and make phone calls, that sort of thing. The warehouse itself is we've asked for up to 9 bays. The building itself that we would propose is 1,600 square feet. If a tenant needed more space, it could be less than 9, but the size of the building would not change. All storage of materials would be in